Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Currently rain in the Wichita area and 57 degrees. A good part of central Kansas saw scattered rain Tuesday. The National Weather Service reports 1.2 inches of rain near Eisenhower Airport as of midnight, with 2-inch readings to the south and east of Wichita and lesser amounts to the north. A low-pressure system will deepen across Kansas today. By late afternoon, peak wind gusts could exceed 60 miles per hour around across much of the state. Wichita State University President John Bardo has passed away. He was 70.
School officials say he died Tuesday while at Wesley Medical Center. Bardo first entered the hospital in late November, suffering complications from a chronic lung condition. After spending several weeks in rehab and at home, he returned to the hospital last weekend. Lou Heldman, Vice President of Strategic Communications at Wichita State, tells KSN News Bardo's legacy will be felt for years to come.
President Bardo was a giant. Generations from now, students and people in Wichita will benefit from initiatives that he put into place.
Funeral services will be private, but a celebration of life event will take place later in the spring on campus. For now, you can share your memories, cards, and notes at the president's office through Friday. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Three Dollar General stores were robbed in Wichita in a 17-hour period. The first armed robbery occurred Monday afternoon in the southwest part of town at Pawnee and Meridian. Police officer Charlie Davidson says the suspect indicated he had a gun and ran away with cash.
Suspect on this one, unknown white male in his 20s, approximately 5'6", 140 pounds, brown hair in a bun, was wearing a black jacket, gray pants, with black on the knees of the pants.
About 5 hours later, two black male suspects armed with a handgun robbed another Dollar General store in the southeast part of town at Harry and Rock Road. During the 9 o'clock hour Tuesday morning, another Dollar General was robbed at Pawnee and Southeast Boulevard. There is a growing list of countries refusing to allow Boeing 737 MAX 8 planes into their airspace. The caution is sparked by an Ethiopian Airlines crash over the weekend. Despite this, the planes can still fly across the U.S.
A U.S. flight attendants union threatened they, quote, will not be forced to fly if they feel unsafe. Lacking data from the black boxes still in the hands of Ethiopian investigators, the FAA, as Boeing noted today, quote, is not mandating any further action at this time. And based on the information currently available, we do not have any basis to issue new guidance to operators. But one-third of the more than 350 MAX 8s worldwide are grounded as more countries, including Britain, Ireland, Italy, Poland, and Australia, join others who've closed airspace to the MAX 8. 58 are registered to fly in the U.S.
In Washington, Doug McElwain, Fox News.
President Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn says he has more cooperation to offer Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
Michael Flynn wants a 90-day delay in his sentencing. He pled guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with a Russian ambassador. Flynn believes there is additional cooperation he can offer Special Counsel Robert Mueller that could potentially lower his sentence. The Special Counsel's office hasn't taken a position on Flynn's request for a delay, but says his cooperation is otherwise complete. Meanwhile, former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort is set to be sentenced today on conspiracy charges in a D.C. court. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke at an event in Houston, Texas about the future of energy. America's top diplomat said new technology has allowed America to be even more energy independent.
New drilling technology and greater energy output are transforming American life and lives all around the world.
Pompeo went on to slam China for blocking Southeast Asian countries from accessing more than $2.5 trillion in recoverable energy reserves in the South China Sea. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Stephen. 10 in the morning here at 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Wednesday morning.
We've got rain in the Wichita area this morning. And so we've got some wet roadways out there. Wet and slippery, stopping distances affected. Watch out for hydroplaning at higher speeds out there. Well, that sort of thing. The roadways are slippery. It is a traffic condition to be aware of out there. The gasoline prices this morning, I haven't seen too many that are down from the $2.39 a gallon that we went up to yesterday. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A high wind warning has been issued for Wichita and South Central Kansas today. That's from 1 this afternoon until 1 a.m. tomorrow morning. We will have showers and thunderstorms at times as well. Today's high a warm 68, but winds gusting out of the south up to 60 miles per hour. Tonight, rain chances start to wind down. Our low 38, Thursday's high 45. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now we have rain, fog, and 58 degrees, and yes, it is breezy. We've got a southeast wind now, gusting to 37 miles per hour. Taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning, a large area of rain stretching clear across Kansas from northwest to southeast, and the line has moved through Wichita. It's all moving to the northeast, just moved through Hutchinson, and back of that down to the south and southwest, and clear down into Oklahoma down toward Oklahoma City and clear over in southeast Kansas, a large area of light to moderate showers, all moving from the southwest to the northeast. So it looks like from the picture, from the radar screen that we're seeing right now, this radar is showing us that it's going to be raining for a while. So if you're just starting out on your commute this morning, wherever you're going to go this morning, you may want to know that it's going to be raining for a while. Dress appropriately. Of course, we had a rainy day across Central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 56 degrees. Normal high is 57, 1.2 inches of rain and a wind gust of 34 miles per hour. Clock near Eisenhower Airport, National Weather Service reporting. March 13th, on this date in 1990, 19 tornadoes roared across parts of South Central and Central Kansas. 19. Two were violent F5s. The largest and most damaging was what would become known as the Heston Tornado in Harvey County. It traveled northeast for 48 miles, striking the west side of Heston. The tornado killed one, injured 60. And just as the Heston Tornado began to weaken, the second F5 tornado rapidly ingested the first tornado as it weakened further.
That's a big one.
The vicious vortex tracked 22 miles in this one. That tornado killed one before it dissipated near Marion Lake. And with 19 tornadoes, two of them F5s, moving across South Central Kansas, National Weather Service says we lost two lives. Just two. Wow.
That was a massive system.
Ooh, yeah. Wow. A lot going on in this day back in 1990. On this date in 1975, the first Chili's restaurant was opened in Dallas.
It's that old,
yep.
Really?
I don't think we had one in Wichita until the late 80s or 90s, did we?
I don't remember when we got the first one here, but
we have two. We got one east and one west.
Right.
My grandson Nolan worked at the one out west for a while.
Hmm.
As a summer part-time job. So Chili's celebrating their birthday today. They ought to be giving away, you know, free meals to everybody. I don't know.
I kind of doubt they'll want to do that.
Probably not a good marketing idea there.
I am just surprised. I wouldn't have guessed it was that old.
1975, yeah.
Wow.
Some people go their entire lives without winning a lottery. A woman in Virginia not only has won once, but 30 times, all at the same time.
I saw this.
Deborah Brown bought 20 pick four tickets with the numbers 1031 after saying she had seen the numbers a couple of times during the day. She decided to buy 10 more with the same numbers because she was really feeling it. That feeling it paid off big time. The numbers came up in the February 11th drawing, and Brown won a total of $150,000.
Wow.
Says she nearly had a heart attack. Well, I guess so.
Oh, yeah.
Brown says she's thinking about using her winnings for some home renovations. Yeah, she saw a number that 1031 looked lucky to her, and she just, that's it. That's playing a hunch right there.
And apparently enough of them were lucky that she won.
She got very lucky.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, she probably didn't win some kind of like big jackpot or anything, because you know it wouldn't pay to. You'd have to split that jackpot between all those winnings, and you'd get the same amount. But if you got one of those lesser things, like you won $1,000 or so on 30 or whatever, but no, that would be a bigger deal. But
yeah.
I guess that's what happened to her. She won a lesser prize, but
she won
a lot
of them.
Yeah.
A lot of lesser ones added up to $150,000. Not too bad.
Well, I wonder what the government will take out half of each of those individual wins.
Not sure.
Something like that.
You won't be able to take it all. That's a total jackpot.
Sure.
Probably wind up at $58.12.
Probably.
All right. It's coming up on 6:16 with Steve and Ted. And if you heard the news at the top of the hour, you've been paying attention to the news. Dr. John Bardo, president of Wichita State University, has died at the age of 70. He was at president of the university. He had been at the university before. He was a teacher there before, and I can't remember what he told me. He says some sort of social studies and business, and an interesting teacher that he was. But I interviewed him several times over the years since he arrived in Wichita at Wichita State as president in 2012. He has passed away at the age of 70, as you heard our news story just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
And this morning, in putting together some sidebar stuff, as we call it, some related stories, I went back and listened to one of the several issues programs I did with Dr. Bardo over the years. Of course, that's our public affairs show that we air on the weekends here. And just renewed in the conversation of the conversation I had with Dr. Bardo, renewed some of the things. He's got to be called a visionary. I mean, some of the things he did, some of the things he instituted, they brushed on him in the news story there a few minutes ago, but one of the things he did is, you know, they had a huge area that Wichita State's campus and then the golf course next to it. Now, the golf course was just, you know, it took a lot of land. He decided not that many people were using the golf course, so let's go ahead and use it for expansion. So he did that. I don't think it was some of the people wasn't very popular at the time, but he did that. And then you had the new dormitories coming in, and you've got the new buildings and the new, you know, the new buildings for education. And not only that, he's brought several retailers on the campus. And really, the campus has changed dramatically over the past 10 or 12 years, 8 or 9 years, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
All right, 6:17, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward this morning. Ted, take it away.
Yep, Shocker baseball yesterday, beginning a 14-game homestand at X Stadium. The Shockers originally scheduled that for a night game last night, but they moved it up to an afternoon game to try to beat the rain, and, well, mission accomplished. Shockers did get a little window in there yesterday afternoon where they were able to play some baseball on a dreary, damp day, but Shockers' offense was anything but dreary. Wichita State scoring runs and playing well and putting up runs on Oral Roberts. Shocks got behind 2-0 early, but then the offense really started pouring it on, and it was capped off by a big hit by the Shocker catcher, Ross Cadena. Mike Kennedy with the call of the game yesterday on Sports Radio KFH.
2-2 to Cadena, and that ball's hit well to left field, high and deep. The left fielder going back, looking up, and that one is out of here. A three-run homer for Ross Cadena, and Wichita State now leads it by a score of 8-2.
And that would be the final scores. The Shockers get the big win, snap a four-game losing streak. Shockers did not tax anyone too much on the pitching staff, as the Shockers used 8 pitchers in that 8-2 win. Oral Roberts only had 6 hits, 5 singles, and a home run. And the Shockers got a nice performance out of one of their new guys, freshman designated hitter Brady Slavens. Went 3-for-3 at the plate and drove in 3 runs. Nice game for a freshman there early on in his career. The Shockers get the big win right there. Kansas City Chiefs continue to make big news on the defensive side of the football, of course, where the Chiefs were really lacking last season. Chiefs news now, reports coming out. Chiefs are trading one of their big edge rushers, Dee Ford, to the San Francisco 49ers, where he is prepared to sign a 5-year, $87 million contract. Chiefs, in exchange, will get a second-round draft pick in the year 2020. Dee Ford was in the top 10 last season in sacks with 13. He has spent his entire career with the Chiefs after being a first-round draft pick out of Auburn. But, boy, the Chiefs this week, Justin Houston and Dee Ford both cut loose from the Chiefs' defense, which is apparently doing a lot of retooling here in the offseason and trying to get better after they were one of the worst defensive units in the NFL last season. Trouble up at KU in the athletic department. News that former KU football coach David Beatty has filed a federal lawsuit against the Kansas Athletic Department, alleging that the department tried to come up with some sort of a reason to fire him for cause and thus avoid a $3 million payout on his contract. David Beatty claims that somebody in the KU Athletic Department office in a meeting was trying to find some kind of final something on Beatty to anything like, quote, finding a dead hooker in his closet, looking for any kind of situation to avoid paying him the $3 million. KU is denying that claim, but it's going to federal court now. The KU claims they're not paying Beatty the $3 million because there's a pending NCAA investigation regarding NCAA rules from a former assistant on his staff. We'll see how that plays out. And in the NBA last night, the Philadelphia 76ers win at home, beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 106-99. Former Kansas Jayhawk Joel Embiid starting for Philly with 17 points and 19 rebounds. The Sixers back-to-back wins. They are the number three team right now in the Eastern Conference. And a happy birthday today to former Wichita State Shocker basketball star Landry Shamet, currently a rookie with the Los Angeles Clippers. Landry is 22 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Sounds like Chiefs are looking for a couple of linebackers right now, Ted.
Well, yeah, obviously these are two guys that were able to get off the edge and rush the quarterback and put a lot of pressure on opposing quarterbacks, but they came with some pretty high price tags, and they are now elsewhere, so the Chiefs are probably looking to be a little more young and lean and maybe guys that are commanding a little less money than that, but we'll see if they can find those players.
All right, Ted, 6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes defending Fox News. Plus traffic and weather coming up, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.